You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Today is Global Accessibility Awareness Day, and we've been catching up with some of the ways that organisations are improving their digital inclusion. Recently, RNIB has launched its Design for Every Gamer campaign, and here to tell us a bit more about it is RNIB's Accessible Gaming Officer, Sightless Combat. Welcome back to RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi, thank you very much for having me here. Always a pleasure to be back talking accessibility. Always fun to see what the industry is doing to improve and help push that forward a little.
Well, as we know, today is Global Accessibility Awareness Day. What does that mean for gamers in particular?
It means that gamers might be hearing lots of fun announcements, potentially, depending on what companies decide to do. It means that there will be lots of people trying to raise awareness of, you know, the needs of various disabilities and things in terms of how people play games. And it also means that, you know, there's a big chance to make a difference in terms of, you know, raising awareness yourself. So that might be through streaming, that might be through putting up threads or reviews of current or yet to be released products, that kind of thing. Or it could be just down to talking about it with other people in general, just detailing how the way you play a game, whether it's with, you know, different levels of sight loss or with other disabilities, differs from what you might loosely term as the standard.
And tell us a bit more about RNIB's Design for Every Gamer campaign. I know you've been heavily involved in that. What's it been all about?
So Design for Every Gamer, or DFEG for short, is RNIB's rallying cry to the industry to raise awareness of the spectrum of sight loss in terms of video games and how accessibility needs to improve in that regard. Because historically, you know, there have been improvements. It's not as fast as necessarily people would like, but it's also an area that has yet to, you know, tap into its full potential. Part of that awareness raising comes from streaming, of course, you know, content creators showing off how games work for them. But also with DFEG, we were able to tap in to amazing filters that were designed by The Mill, a VFX company. Those show an authentic idea of how it is to live with sight loss in terms of gaming to varying degrees with certain conditions. Of course, they're not going to be exact to how everyone experiences it, but it gives enough of an idea that it allows for a level of empathy. I was actually fortunate enough to be involved in the launch stream alongside the wonderful Behaving Beardly playing Sea of Thieves and showing just how that ends up working when you have things like glaucoma, diabetic retinopathy, or little to no sight. You know, given I have no sight whatsoever, it's always fun seeing people being like, I have no idea what's going on, I can't see anything. And then I'm like, yeah, welcome to my world.
What do you think that games companies and software developers as well can do to attract more blind and partially sighted gamers?
I feel like the big answer is kind of the obvious one in terms of improve things. I know that sounds very logical, but in terms of, you know, just including consultants in your playtests and from start to finish, you know, not just really late in development, but as early as possible and post-launch as well, you know, talking to your players, getting feedback. And part of that is actually going to be facilitated by a thing that we have planned as part of RNIB over the coming weeks. We're going to be launching a Discord server to allow, you know, the player panel that we've set up, which you can sign up for. There is a link on the Design for Every Gamer page to sign up for that player panel. And the Discord server will allow for that to be kind of a networking area so that the industry can, you know, start to get answers to some of the sort of smaller questions, let's say. But of course, smaller questions lead to bigger opportunities sometimes with these kinds of things. And that's what we want to see. We want to see the industry getting on board with, you know, getting as many people with sight loss involved and making sure that as many people can play as possible, whether that's nearly full vision to absolutely no sight whatsoever, because everybody sees differently and everybody games differently. But why shouldn't we all be able to game in the first place?
Well, looking ahead now, are there any games on the horizon that you're particularly looking forward to playing?
I mean, you said horizon there, you almost, I mean, you kind of name dropped a series there partly. In the Forza Motorsport is one that I'm interested in, because that's recently had blind driving assists, as they call it, announced, which is going to be very interesting to see how that works in practice, getting as many gamers with varying degrees of vision on the track at once. That will be a very, very fun experiment, I think. Of course, Diablo 4, a game that I've previously mentioned, very much looking forward to seeing how that can improve. especially based on the positive reception to the recent Server Slam, the build that was done for that. Of course, we have the navigational assist issue to look at for that game, but once that's resolved, if it is, then I think it could become fully playable, so that's very exciting. And we've also got games like Stories of Blossom to look forward to, which is a point-and-click sort of style game. And that looks very fun and sort of relatively relaxing compared to what most people would see me play on stream. Those three are big ones. And of course, Street Fighter VI as well for all you fighting game fans, though, you know, there are concerns as to how accessible a lot of the 3D content will be. But we'll see what Capcom do, because they've already, you know, put together accessibility for in-match gameplay. So we'll see what happens from there. So there's lots of fun, interesting, exciting things, and I'm sure there's going to be other cool surprises coming down the road as well. Even this year, I've got a funny feeling that things might happen that we're not expecting, because that's always the way, and that's always fun, being able to be surprised by positive accessibility innovation.
We look forward to that. How can people get involved with RNIB's Design for Every Gamer campaign? You mentioned the Discord server. How else can people take part?
So the Discord server isn't established yet, but there will be information circulating about that in the coming weeks. There's also a gaming webinar that's happening on audio games specifically. So those of you who don't know what audio games are, they are titles designed to be played with, you know, pretty much little to no graphical information. They're designed to be played through the use of sound cues and other elements as well. So they remove the need for sight in the first place. They're designed to be played by people with, you know, no or low vision primarily, though, of course, anybody can play those as long as you can utilize the senses that they involve. So whether that's audio, whether that's haptics or both. So that'll be interesting. The webinars are often full of valuable and insightful perspectives. But also, you know, in general, if you want to read up on the player panel, there is a page that will detail not only, you know, the panel itself, but DFEG as well. There's a big form that you can fill out to sign up and be a part of the future opportunities that are going to be coming along. And also, of course, if you want any further information on opportunities and how to get involved, emailing gaming@rnib.org.uk is always a smart move to go and, you know, get the latest information as things come through and register your interest.
Well, lots of very exciting things coming up in the future. RNIB's Accessible Gaming Officer, Sightless Combat, happy Global Accessibility Awareness Day, and thanks for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
And you too. Thank you very much.